This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Pablo Torre with still my favorite quote, piece of information, whatever you want to call it, regarding this whole situation.
He just is a fountain of information.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to the story.
Yeah. And by the way,
he says, I have 11 sources.
Yeah. So try to dispute it. Because you're going to dispute 11. All 11. Maybe one's lying. Or right. The other 10 lying.
No, I mean, there's just too many, and there's too much at this point. And by the way, we're going to have to put some respect on that name, the future Mrs. Belichick.
Yeah, so we have a report from the New York Times, which I say report loosely because it's not a report. It's a feature story which has information buried within it. And I'm always skeptical when that happens.
Okay, whoa. This is interesting because I've heard a lot of skepticism about this.
Yeah.
It's the New York Times.
What's it been like?
Which,
thank you, Bill. What's it,
20 years
that's the
ago?
Best drop ever. I mean, it's just what's it been like?
It's been awesome.
So I'm just saying, this isn't, you know, some Esquire magazine. This is
that's true.
This is the New York Times
but
we're talking about.
Everybody, I think fake we've news. Learned in the last 10 years of news and COVID and politics and Trump. Every news
Times,
source has been undercut or devalued to some degree.
Oof.
It has. They don't carry the same weight, whether you're the AP, the New York Times, CNN.
Wow.
They've all lost some of their credibility in part due to their own actions. So in the story, and I'm actually trying to find it now because it's buried, but anywhere, it basically says Jordan Hudson has told at least one person that she and Bill Belichick are indeed engaged.
In talks to buy a rugby team?
Nope. Engaged in talks to make this thing legal and binding. And the kind of thing where if, I don't know, one of his kids, I'd be like, whoa.
My mother-in-law is 20 years younger than me?
How much of the $250 million, I'm just making that number up, how much of the $250 million Belichick
estate
fortune is she getting? Because that would be the first question I would ask if I'm Steve Belichick, Brian Belichick, any of the Belichick wives. As I said to Ted, there is generational wealth from Bill Belichick that is about to jump from one family to another and potentially no longer be Belichickian generational wealth, including the real estate empire on Nantucket, not the empire she's building in Dorchester and locally. I'm skeptical, Ted, because I think this is a headline. You like, if you had this lockdown that she is in, and I know they wrote it, she has told at least one person, so they painted it a certain way.
Probably why it's buried.
Yeah, because I tell a lot of people a lot of things. I tell people I'm 6'4". I'm not. So if I tell one person I'm 6'4", the New York Times can't put it in a headline.
I mean, you don't
tell them that face to face?
You fudge.
Fudge a lot if I'm never going to meet the person.
You only say that over text, though. There's no way you can say that eye to eye.
Well, it's a good time to tell everybody. Guess who got carded in Philadelphia
Get
two weekends
here.
Ago?
Wow.
Going into Xfinity Live after the concert, There was a little bit of a bog down, and the bouncers were checking IDs.
Look at the receding hairline.
There's no receding hairline. It's a big forehead. It's okay. Different. But I literally, the guy.
He got a five head.
He was waving people in, and he stops me, and he goes, ID.
Well.
And I handed my ID.
He looked down at you and said, hey, you.
Oh, that's hurtful. Don't
you got to be 21.
Shame.
Yeah.
And then he patted him on the head and let him through.
Got out his little flashlight.
First ruler. Night, yeah.
Looked at my ID. You don't have to be a certain height. You have to be a certain age. This has really gone sideways, and I don't care for any of you all. Let's get back to Belichick and making fun of him and his red pant wearing young girlfriend. So those were the money shot of this story, which is, again, a long feature in the New York Times, which Ted still thinks is a pristine publication with great values and credibility.
Oh, all right. We're not doing the fake news weekly. Come on.
Elsewhere in there was a note. Who sat next to Bill Belichick at the Miss Maine, Miss Hancock, Miss whatever the hell that pageant was?
Papa Hudson.
Papa Hudson. 49-year-old Papa Hudson, who, I don't know why I thought this. I thought
he was to be Bill's kid.
Yes, and I thought he'd be older. I thought part of the whole weird origin story for Jordan would be like her dad's old or there was some daddy issues or something. Now I find out her dad is me. Like, he's a little older than me, but he basically, I could be her dad and my daughter would be dating a 73-year-old. And then the other couple notes were Jordan related. One, Bill asked her to wear red pants at Patriots practices so that he could pick her out of a crowd. Okay, can you wear those red leather pants I like so I can see you from afar? He was really focused on winning games at the end, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Telling her what color pants to wear to practice?
In the night before. So the night before.
Yeah, what are we doing? Yeah, she's going to the hotel before games, which Linda did that too. I can tell you from being on the road. I can tell you Linda was part of the travel party. Linda was on the plane. Linda's daughters, her twin daughters, were part of the travel party
the DJs.
At times. Yes. Mm-hmm. I can tell you I ran into in Jersey City. Running on the boardwalk in front of the hotel. Oh, hey, Bill. Hey, Linda. As we just crossed on the jogging path. So she did that, too. And then the other thing was that we had heard that the Hard Knocks got blown up because she wanted creative control or be executive producer. No, no. That was part of what she wanted. Part of what she wanted. But she had and she's got some big ones.
Big ones.
And we know she doesn't have big ones that we're normally talking about. We're talking about cojones.
That is not relevant to the conversation.
Well, I didn't want people to be confused. She has big ones. She asked for partial ownership of NFL Films producing Hard Knocks, a show that's been around for, I don't even know now, 20 years?
Long time.
Been in existence. I know it's a little different. They were going to go to college football and Bill in North Carolina. She wanted ownership? I can't believe it didn't happen sooner that they told her to pound sand. She's got some big ones. But so of all this information, Ted Johnson, what do you make of it? What stands out the most? What do you want to make fun of? Because this is this feels like low hanging fruit for Ted Johnson.
I'll just say this: none of this is a surprise. The red pants, just being spotted. I feel like, I'll be honest, things I've heard, like, this is kind of the night before. Having you know, it's not like he's like the rest of all his players, where they're you would think are by themselves getting sleep, preparing for the game. That's not really been his style, right? So as far as I've known, again, we go way back with that kind of behavior. So it's just, I don't know, the word that people keep talking about is hypocrite, but that I've known that for a long time, and so it's, I feel like I'm just beating a dead horse. But so nothing really surprises me, quite honestly. None of this. I will say this. I would be surprised if he actually married her.
Me too.
He actually, because then you are, now it's legally binding. It's not something you can just walk away from.
Right.
It's just a lot messier if you decide to split apart. I would be shocked if he actually made it official and married her.
Would that be the argument, Fitzy, toward maybe he really has lost his way? Maybe he really is. Who was it? Megyn Kelly? Was she the one that said this is elder abuse or something?
Megyn Kelly, who used to be part of Fox?
Yes.
Is she really?
Yeah, she called it elder abuse.
Elder abuse.
I agree with you. Bill's a lot of things. He's not dumb.
It's not his decision. We can all agree that, right? It's got to be her pressuring to marry him.
Yeah, but she wants to be a maid lady. I don't have to do it.
But do you sense by watching him, you guys?
She's dog walking him everywhere, you guys.
But do you sense that he's like, doesn't know where he's at or who he's talking to?
No.
Or that he's that there's an early onset of something?
That one video coming out of the concert or whatever in the arena, I thought he looked like that. I thought like he looked like an old man who was being led around like our president was for a while.
But have you heard any kind of reports that his brain is slipping?
No, but how do you prove that? Like, how do you...
I mean, they did with Biden all the time. I mean, he makes decisions every day for...
Well, he talked a lot more, though. Like, there was a lot more examples of audio or... and that was one of... If you remember...
Oh, that's interesting.
That was one of my first
questions.
He's got
to address the team every day? I mean, not right now, he's not. I mean, the team's off, but
maybe
he
can do the football. But one of my questions when they said that Jordan interrupted the CBS interview, including on football matters,
right.
One of my questions was, could it have been that? Could he have said something borderline ridiculous
and
she corrected it?
I can't imagine she would know what it was correct or not. I mean, how does she know all the history?
Maybe it was that bad. Maybe it was.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baby. Like I heard him say one recently.
I feel like that would be out there. I feel like that would be, people would say, hey.
100%.
You know, right?
He did an interview recently.
I feel like he knows what he's doing.
Where he made a comment about Stephen Neal. He was telling the Stephen Neal story.
Yeah, right.
And the timeline didn't work. He was off by over a full decade in terms of who he was talking about.
Well, he fudges little things like
the
time.
It was a full decade, though. It was like, it didn't fit the, like, you were just dead wrong. It was almost like, and I forget the details. I could go back and find it.
Yeah.
It'd be like when Steve Neal blocked for Bledsoe against in the mid, and you're like, wait.
So you're waiting for him to say like, oh, I loved when we picked Mac Jones with the 199th pick.
Yes.
Like, that's the kind of detail you're waiting
some
for.
Some of those things. Yes, Diz.
I, for one, love. I love, so I'm happy for the newly engaged couple, if so that is indeed true. Second, you guys don't think for one second that there is going to be a prenuptial agreement signed? You're out of your mind.
Well,
you think there isn't.
Depends if he's out of his mind.
No, there will be a prenup involved. And also, where do you guys think the honeymoon will be? That's what I'm curious.
Barbados.
Where's it going to be? SeaWorld, Nickelodeon Land, Legoland.
I wouldn't get married in Massachusetts, though.
No, I don't think they will. And we
don't
did have
married in this state.
Well, apparently the Nantucket socialites.
Who's
going to
be the ring bearer, Dora the Explorer?
That's where I was going to go, Stiz, is I don't think they'll be having the wedding and honeymoon on Nantucket because apparently the socialites have sided with Linda and are stiff-arming Jordan out of the local.
That's not a big island.
You can't hide.
If you're not liked on that island, it's good luck.
According to Page Six, they've kind of circled the wagons a little bit
they've
out
iced
there.
Her out, yeah.
Iced her out. They're supporting Linda. Linda's a part of that culture, that world,
yep,
that
the charity scene.
We've
yep.
seen it all, and Jordan is not wanted. So that's the latest in As the World Turns, or whatever you're calling this soap opera that is Bill Belichick, that I think all along the way we've thought that was the last piece of information or that was the last crazy part of this. And, well, a new day comes, a new week comes, and new information comes. So we'll wait for what's next, and Ted Johnson will be here to analyze it on WEEI Afternoons.
I'm here for all of it.
Up next, we do need to get to the Boston Bruins. Because they had a major announcement today that was shocking to some. To me, I found irrelevant. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.